Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss which carnival rides you should and shouldn't get on while pregnant, Julia Fox and her jean boot jutes, why Audi belly buttons happen, and the history of skinny dipping. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at Patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Is it me you're looking for?
It is. Where's Corey?
I'm right here.
Oh, there
Peek-a-boo.
He is.
Peekaboo at me.
Did you ever do the I Spy books?
I Spy, like where you got to cross your eyes to figure it out?
No, but yes. Remember those? Those must have...
You know, the hidden
yeah,
image? What were those?
You really had to like get up close to the page and really scramble your eyeballs.
I had to... The only way I could ever see those is if I really crossed my eyes until it hurt a little bit, and then like, and then suddenly I could see the lion.
That's life, baby. You gotta really...
What were those? Magic Eye, I think it was called.
No, I'm talking about I Spy, where it's like, on this page, you will find a thimble and an elephant and a kissing clown.
Yeah, you know, and I love when they got that game at bars and stuff. They're like... The search and find. So,
they have that
at bars, and it's, yeah, well, it's like, we'll find the difference between the two images. And then, oh my God, we used to play it in college at the Boba place, and they had a little thing there at all the tables you could play. And they had babes and hunks. We would always play with the like half naked guys, and you would have to be like, oh, his sock is different than the sock in that picture. You never did that?
No.
That was my first adventure
at the Riviera Cafe.
That was my whatever was next to. I don't even know if it's still there. It was next to the Peanut Barrel.
And that's where I got my eyebrow piercing, right there. In that plaza.
That's where everybody went. I went with a friend to get her belly button pierced there in college, and they told her she didn't have her navel would reject it. Anyway,
hey, can you get your?
I was telling my boba story.
No. I've moved on to belly button rings. Have you ever?
I
want to
tell you.
Ring?
I want to tell you that was my first venture into boba.
No.
And they had, instead of the traditional like tapioca boba, they had mango stars. I have never in my life found another place that has boba that has mango stars. That's it. Okay, now we can move on. No, okay. I don't have my belly button pierced.
Would you ever get your belly button pierced?
You can't pierce an Audi.
You have an Audi? I thought, wait, what?
Have you ever seen anyone with a belly button pierced Audi?
I was just about to say, I think if anything, that's the most easy belly button to pierce. It presents itself.
Do you think an Audi belly button looks like the end of a hot dog? Sometimes.
No. Next question.
The correct answer. Have you ever seen an Audi belly button?
I'm looking right now. You don't have an Audi. No.
I know.
Oh.
It was all very yes and.
Oh. If you have an Innie, wow. Can you make it an Audi?
Yeah.
What's the deal with Audis? Sorry, this is a safe space for Innies, Audis, in-betweenies.
I call the in-betweenies Onnies. It's when it's a little bit in, a little bit out. It's a little bit Onnie.
It's a little off-y.
Yeah, well, like when women are pregnant, their belly button pop right out.
No.
Yes. Sometimes.
Does it go back in post-pregnancy?
I don't know. Post-birth? I haven't had child. I'm not with child.
It's giving Kyle XY in a bad way.
What I've heard though is that after baby, your body never go back to normal. After baby, body doesn't go back to normal.
Oh yeah, you gotta everything needs to be pulled back in if you want it to go back in.
Women, I feel like I've heard 100 different women tell me about how they can't jump on a trampoline after they give birth. I also don't think you can jump on a trampoline while you're pregnant. What do you think about that?
Well, you can do anything. Should you or shouldn't you? That's a different question.
You know how I told you that I asked my parents to both just write me letters for my birthday, mm-hmm. instead of like gifts or anything? One of my parents wrote that, I don't remember if it was my mom or dad, but one of them said that they went on a roller coaster when they were pregnant with me. I was like,
can you not do that?
Are you? Maybe it looks like, well, you know, you can't fly after like a certain amount of weeks.
Well, are we talking like a fucking UFO spinning that people stand in the middle of, like carnies like to stand?
I saw that TikTok, some guy trying to stand up on the side of the Gravitron.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
The fuck.
Is that what? I mean, if a pregnant woman was on the Gravitron. And it's, you know how it's like, okay, so it's spinning really fast and it's pushing you, it's like trying to fling you off and out, but like you're up against the wall of, is it called a Gravitron?
I think so.
Okay, so you're on, a pregnant woman's on the Gravitron, is that not like really kind of like pushing the baby?
Bitch.
Where can the baby go?
I just Googled it, and in fact, it is called Gravitron.
And if a pregnant woman stands on the wall of a Gravitron, is the baby being pulled?
Do you think of
what... What's the protocol?
Do you think you could give birth on a Gravitron?
I would like to. I would like to be there. I would like to be the carny in the middle.
Who catches it?
There's a carny in the middle.
Listen, I don't think the baby's gonna come out while it's spinning. I think it's gonna keep it in.
She's holding.
Has any of our listeners been born in an odd place?
Here we go.
I'm curious. This girl that I went to high school with always told me that her mom had her little brother on the toilet, mm-hmm. on the toilet, because she didn't know she was pregnant.
The hand coming out of my vagina. I have that button on my soundboard from I Was Pregnant and I Didn't Know, or whatever the show is called.
Oh, shit. I guess there's a whole show about
it. Well, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. You spend 9
you
months
how,
with like with your stomach gurgling in a weird way. Like, what is the thought?
Gas, baby, honey. People are gassy. People.
Well,
people can't
historically, the gassy gussy girls.
People can't eat cheese and milk, and they do it.
Who?
You know,
lactose intolerant people.
Who? Yeah, they still like fuck with cheese, even though it's gonna make them all.
What does it have to do
goopy.
With the surprise baby?
You just said, what if you're all like, you were just trying to say that they should know they were pregnant because they didn't feel something growing inside of them. But what if they just think it's gas?
I don't know. I don't know. Who's got 9 months gas buildup? Me.
People who are lactose intolerant.
Is that what happens when you're
anyway?
Is that what happens when you're lactose intolerant?
I'm not. I guess I kind of agree with you because I'm not trying to be rude.
I'm not trying to be
like
rude,
would,
but bitch, what the
I
hell?
I would know if there was a if there was a being growing inside of me. Don't you think?
Well,
don't you think?
You know, there are many beings growing inside of us. So there's we are a symbiotic relationship with a lot of enzymes.
Hosts and shit, baby. Boy, do we host.
Spirits, too. Demons.
Gargoyles. Yeah. Slykics.
That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
What's the what's the deal with the naughty belly button?
What do you want to know?
So like they did a loose tie or what?
Yeah.
They did like a loop de loop. They did bunny ears instead of looping or what?
Yes, and they did two bunny ears and
I wish my belly button were like
Did I tell you my one? I feel like we've had this conversation before. It's all coming back to me. My friend used to say that her parents always said that they had her brother's umbilical cord in a box in the closet.
No, no.
Do they let you take home? Can you take home your umbilical cord?
You can bring.
How long?
If you don't go to the hospital, you get to keep anything you create during the process. So like those people who are like having their baby in their bathtub, and which, you know, listen, I know nothing about the birthing process. I have only witnessed my own birth on VHS. I've never been present for a birth. Have you?
No, I think I'd rather be born in a bathtub, but I am a Pisces.
Well, swim, swim. She went from swimming inside to swimming outside.
Tea.
Yeah. I was really slippery when I came out, it looked like. It was almost like a clog that got unclogged, but there was a lot of pressure behind it, and it was like, I really zoomed.
Slip and slide, take it to the house.
Yeah. Yeah. But they didn't give me the loop bunny ear.
Does your mom have a slide at her pool?
Of course.
Have you ever gone down a slide into a pool naked?
No. I have never. Let me tell you. You know what? I was about to say I've never skinny dipped, but I have.
I was going to say, I hope. How have you not?
Well, like 2 years ago,
Was the first time I skinny dipped,
and I felt so like, oh my God.
What?
Yeah, I felt wild.
Well, baby, I'm telling you, if you go down a slide into a pool naked, your butt really gets you moving. Mm. Like, bathing suits really slow that shit down, but if you go ass to slide, ass to fiberglass, honey. Mm. Zip. You zip right into that pool.
Okay. Won't you snag on anything?
You're what? What's out and about?
My Audi.
the loop of your Audi belly button.
My bunny ear shoestring.
Snagged on the ladder when climbing up.
You're
the slide?
Telling me nothing snags.
You're telling me you never had skinny dipped in a hot tub, in a pool, in a lake.
Okay, skinny dipping in a hot tub is not skinny dip. That's just a bath. You're having a bath. You're just having a very bath.
Wait, is taking a shower skinny dipping?
No, that's kind of like dancing in the rain.
But you're still skinny. Why is it called skinny dipping?
I don't know, but it's kind of like that one Kitty Lickens. You know about Kitty Lickens?
Oh, yeah. Bitch, I invented Kitty Lickens.
No, not Kitty Lickens. Like Kitty Dippin.
Dippin' Dots? Dippin'
Kit. There was a TikTok about a kitty dippin'.
Oh, so apparently skinny dipping comes from the act of dipping in nothing but your skin. I thought the phrase was very sizeist, but it actually just has to do with flesh and not with size.
Skin dipping. I'm dipping my skin.
Well, yeah. It's kind of, it's like if your body's the Tostito, crumple, crumple.
Okay. One of the top Google searches, what happens when swimming naked? ?
Listen.
There's nothing dangerous in swimming naked other than perhaps being arrested for indecent exposure. Sperm does die quickly outside of the body, but when engaging in sexual activity, a condom is always recommended. Who's having sex in water with a condom? That would not work. I'm sorry. How would that work?
Listen, people need to do certain things.
How?
Safe sex protection, child rearing. You gotta watch out.
Well,
there are people out there that are nervous about getting pregnant.
Where did you skinny dip when you skinny dipped for the first time?
It was at an Airbnb. And certainly they had cameras everywhere because you know that's what Airbnb people do. Hidden cameras in teddy bears and, you know, books.
Have you ever gone skinny dipping while eating Dippin' Dots?
No. Because Dippin' Dots, you need to be at a Meridian Mall. And you can't get Dippin' Dots at the pool. If you're at a pool, have you ever been to a pool that had Dippin' Dots on display?
Yeah, at my super sweet 16th birthday party.
Oh, they had that in the swamp?
No, I never had Dippin' Dots for a very long time.
Hey.
And then when I finally had it, it was like, I was so excited because I couldn't have it as a kid, and then it was not amazing.
Dippin' Dots, to me, are giving fish eggs. Not in a caviar way. It's the
tapioca realness.
Yes, it's giving
bubble pop electric.
No, it's giving something wrong from space. I just get ice cream. Just get ice cream. What are you doing? Yeah. In what situation is a Dippin' Dot experience like? Oh, it's easier to just let's just go get Dippin' Dots.
Can you have Dippin' Dots in a cone? Or do they all fall out the bottom?
No. What's the cone like? Oh, I hate non-waffle cones.
Like a cake cone?
Cake cone. Go home.
Oh, I fucking love it.
I gotta say, it's the worst thing. It's the worst.
No, bitch. When you have a basic ass cone and the bottom of it fills with ice cream so it's tight.
Tight.
And then you eat all the way down to that last little nub.
Yeah, of a waffle cone, maybe.
And you get to put, no, the cake cone or whatever the fuck it's called. The regular bitch. And then
it's
you fill the base.
Bread. It's giving...
Honey, I'm telling you, if you've got that jam packed with that good, and then you eat the round part off, and then you have just like the nub at the end, and you put the whole thing in your mouth
suck.
At once.
Suck on that.
No, don't suck. No, you eat it. It's incredible. It's delicious.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's kind of like
maybe yes.
It's giving no. I'm very no but no about that.
Okay.
I like a waffle cone.
Okay, you're allowed to.
Okay, thank you.
Do you think before we were friends, when I worked in the cafeteria at Michigan State, that I ever scooped ice cream for you?
No, I would have known. Because from the moment I knew you...
You would still have the cone.
I would have kept the cone. No, because I know the moment I first saw you.
Oh, wow. What was I doing? Tell me.
It was a picture of you on the wall.
But when was the first time you saw me IRL?
I don't know.
When you were parking your bike outside my window and you used to peek in.
No, first floor queen. No.
Honey, she invented the first floor. Bitches haven't even been to Prague.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, so let's go through a list of rides that pregnant women shouldn't ride.
Okay, you're first.
Oh, we'll go back and forth. Okay. Women, okay. Pregnant women, or actually pregnant people, should not ride a tractor, a fast tractor. Oh, are we talking about carnival rides?
There's no such thing, carnival ride by Carrie Underwood?
Sure.
There's no such thing as a fast tractor.
Oh, she's never gone full speed. Stand firm. You don't know.
A fast tractor? How fast could it go?
If you can't operate the vehicle, heavy machinery because of a drowsy, you should not be in it if you're pregnant.
I don't think I would call a tractor a ride.
Oh, you're not riding it right. Have you tried side saddle?
What about a scary hayride? You know when they do? You know how they do like scary hayride?
Okay.
And then people with the chainsaws walk up, and they're all vroom vroom.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Do you think? Oh my god! I bet someone's given birth on one of those before.
Oh, for sure. And I would actually say it's giving manger. All that hay. It's almost kind of optimal in the Jesus way.
I don't know. I would they put Jesus down in a basket of hay.
That sounds like, ouch.
Itchy, scratchy, pokey. Hello.
They set baby Jesus down in the hay and they tied up his innie and outie into a bow.
Do you think Jesus had an outie? We've seen his belly button a lot, actually.
Was Jesus uncut?
Probably. I don't know. I don't either.
Circumcision is genital mutilation, and let's talk about it. What rides at the carnival?
They've got a way in a manger, but why don't they have? Yes.
Hello.
I said they have a way in a manger. The Christmas song. Why don't
Corey
they have?
Must have switched his
circumcised.
Corey must have switched his internet back.
Bitch, I'm trying to say something.
Go.
I'm trying to say, if they got the Christmas song Away in a Manger, why don't they have a song called Circumcised in a Manger?
Oh, Jesus.
Because he probably was or wasn't, but if he was, it would have been there. Let's write it for this Christmas.
Okay, so other carnival rides you shouldn't ride if you're pregnant. What about that one that's kind of like you're sitting in a swing, and it's the swings.
Oh, I love
the swings
those.
Fly around. I think you'd be fine if you're pregnant in that. It's really kind of because it's centrifugal motion.
I have a better game. It's called Name One Fucking Carnival Ride That Doesn't Just Spin. I hate carnival rides because they're all just dizzy making. Like, what? Every single ride just spins, spins around, spins up and down, spins while spinning, spins and holds you up against the wall.
Okay, I've got a couple. The one where
spins you in a swing.
The one where you
spins
take
you in the Himalayan.
A sledgehammer and you try to be.
That's not a ride. That's a game.
Okay. Well, what about what about one where it's kind of like the funhouse mirrors?
I would call that not a ride. Because you're not riding, you're walking. It's an
immersive experience.
Yeah. You know that game, though? What, did you ever do that one where they're all, oh, I bet I can guess your age within 3 years, and if I don't, you get a bear?
No.
It, or they'll guess your, like, they're like, oh, I'll guess your birth month or your age or your weight.
Okay.
I would love that job. That sounds like a fun job.
Hey, can we go to because a who, can we go to
what
a
do I care?
Fair?
I would be, yes, I would be losing on purpose.
I want to go to a Renaissance fair. I want to do the whole gig. I want to be all ye olde time. I want to be all like into that. I want to be so stoned out of my mind that I'm overwhelmed by like people in like their little costumes.
I'm into that. And but you know, when you go to the oldie time area at Disney?
Yes. Are you talking about Westernville?
Wherever they sell the big turkey leg.
Okay.
I don't like that.
This is a yes I and went, not a no but.
I went once and I tried to, I think I tried to, or, per your recommendation, I think I tried to order a giant turkey leg and I did. And then they gave me like a giant ham leg.
I recently went to Universal, actually on my birthday, and we had, for some reason, we stopped at this like ye olde time type of like whatever. Oh, maybe it was Harry Potter Land.
I love that you pronounce the E in old when it's spelled O-L-D-E.
Oldie. What do you mean? What do you mean? Is it not? Ye olde time.
Ye olde time. What? Come to ye olde time. I think it's just old, baby. I think it's just old.
You would know.
Not oldie. Well, I am ye oldie boy.
Anyway, we went to, I think it was Harry Potter Land or something. And I was like, oh, I'll get like a turkey leg or whatever this is. But yeah, it was giving ham leg, ham hock. And it was rubber. It was like, this is not good. This is not like.
That was my experience, and I thought I tried to order turkey, and then they only had ham, or I don't know, they gave
like,
me ham,
I'm a
and I thought,
boy.
I thought this isn't okay because some people don't eat pig.
That's true. Some
should have
pig.
Sued. Some
you
some
should have sued.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
that what a pig? Yeah, something.
Do all mammals have umbilical cords?
There's only one way to find out.
So animals just get to keep theirs, and we don't.
They honestly, animals waste. Are animals, so they probably eat them or something.
I also have. I feel like we've obviously discussed this in the past because we've definitely discussed what happens to the foreskin. Oh. But in general, what happens to medical waste? Like a big truck just comes and gets a trash bag full of like organs and shit. Oh. Where does that go?
Recycling or like maybe like they're like kind of maybe it biodegrades.
Where does that go? Like they for sure, because you know most businesses have like garbage and recycling. Do hospitals have like a third for like tissue?
A third?
A third, like, a truck that comes once a week. Oh.
The Schwann's truck, I think. It's yeah. The Schwann's truck. They come in, they come out, they leave with the umbilical. They repurpose, yeah. Redesign, reuse.
Where does all of that go? Is it just into the normal garbage? And then does that also go to the landfills?
Well, you know, hot dogs are just kind of random meat.
And if all of our extra tissue and stuff is going somewhere, you know someone out there is stealing.
Hell yeah.
You know an employee has been fired for stealing like a bag of umbilical cords.
If you can dream it, it's probably happened.
If you can think of it, it's happened. They were taking home the umbilical cords to make a lamp or something and they got caught and fired.
There was one day during Latchkey when my dad got in a car accident and it was like, we got the call, and it really disrupted our latchkey day because that day was the day we were making paper chains out of, like, construction paper. And it was, like, this big competition, and then we got the call that my dad got in a car accident, ice on the highway, blah, 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 blah. And my sister started hyperventilating into a paper bag. And I don't really remember why I brought this. Oh, because you can use umbilical cords to make a cardboard...
Christmas paper chain for your tree.
Yes.
While we all sing Jesus was circumcised in a manger.
Yes. Somebody's got to sing it. Do you take requests?
Yes.
Okay. Well, can we do both verses? The first verse was about the circumcision at the manger. The second
one was about the belly button decision.
The second verse was like, it was the same as the first verse, but in reverse.
So it was like,
it's them taking the chain apart and putting it back on Jesus.
I think it was more like the Lady Gaga White Christmas lyrics, where she's like, oh, well, this song's too short. Mm-hmm. So I wrote another verse, and it's about Jesus's belly button.
You know what I gotta say? The 99 Iconic. Bottles of beer on the wall. Stupid. Stupid. One of the worst songs I can think of.
That's not even a song.
People sing it.
When's the last time?
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Did you, your family used to make you sing it? Why are you thinking of this? Tell me how we got here.
98 bottles of beer on the wall.
Tell me how we got here.
I wouldn't want to. Something about Jesus's reverse curse. If you want to reverse the curse.
I pulled up because I was like, Lord knows there must be a bunny ears shoelace tying song. And so I was going to try to find the lyrics
and pull.
And was going to try to make it about Jesus's belly button, but it's only videos. They don't have the lyrics on A to Z Lyrics. They just have a 3-minute video on YouTube.
Are you looking up how to tie shoes or how to umbilical cord tie?
I think, honestly,
Corey, I think they use a clamp.
Do you tie, like a clothesline pin?
No, in my head, it looks like a squeezer for a lemon.
Okay.
And you clamp it, and maybe it's like hot or something, so it like, it's like... And it like
cauterizes.
I don't know what's going on with
it. Well, and then cords. Oh, and you're right. And then it falls off. And then the belly button just drops.
And then you swing it. Swing.
So maybe once it falls off, it's up to the parents to keep it or not.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, do you
Mine
tie
is in
your
my
shoes
baby
normal?
Book.
Is you tie your shoes normal or with bunny ear loops?
I don't. I only wear Velcro shoes these days. These days, nowadays, I'm sorry, I've reverted back. I'm on the Velcro moment. I am. Shoelaces are out for me. Denim with zippers and buttons, or anything like that, they're out for me. It's all about stretch pants. It's all about Velcro. I am not
athleisure.
It's athleisure. It's Tevas.
Did I tell you?
What'd you tell me?
So I've never really, I mean, I've had a little athleisure here and there, but someone was following my running journey on Instagram, and they worked at Lululemon, and they sent me a lot of Lululemon stuff for free. It was incredible.
If you're listening, Lululemon, Lucinista, there's another co-host.
I was like, honey, I will take that. And they mailed it to me. And I thought, thank you. Although, you know how the kids these days nowadays wear like a matching set? You know what I mean by that?
Sure.
Like when the sweatshirt and the sweatpants are the exact same.
Okay.
They sent me that, and I'm not cool enough to be able to pull that off.
You are whatever
but I
you
will
decide
wear,
you are, Corey.
But I will wear them separately as separates, but not together as togethers. I'm just not cool enough. You could do it. I
oh
could
Oh, my
never.
God. Okay.
Sure. Well, it's more of a short king thing.
That's true. Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, speaking of matching sets. Okay, first of all, do you know Julia Fox? Like, I know we don't.
No,
this is a human we're not invested in, but.
I don't.
But you know who I'm talking about when I say that.
I couldn't pick her out of a lineup, I swear.
Well, I think you will because she was just spotted at Pavilions wearing.
Psychobabble merch?
Close. a full jean outfit. It was every time she's in the news in my news feed, it's against my will. Everything I learn about her is against my will.
I have that name muted. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's not bad. No, well, I retweeted it because she's got these kitten heel jutes on, jean boots.
Is that the Uncut Gems girl?
Yes.
Okay, I have her name, Uncut Gems, Kanye West, and the Kardashians all muted on Twitter. And I'm going to have to add this, whatever this Johnny Depp and Amber girl thing is.
Yeah,
because I don't want to hear about it.
The weird obsession everyone has with it. I mean, people even telling us to talk about it on the podcast. It's like,
I don't know how to, I keep telling my TikTok, no, I keep saying no, no content like this. And it's just, everybody's talking about it. And I think
it's really weird. I don't want to even like.
Okay, so tell me about Julie's boots.
Julia's boots. Well, I go to my Twitter. Twitter.com/Tyler Oakley.
I also have you muted.
Mm. Well, she's wearing kitten heel jutes. She's wearing... Let me pull up the full look.
Jutes with the fur?
No, no fur. The whole club was looking at her.
How far do I have to go? Oh, God. She wore that to the Pavilions in West Hollywood?
Yeah, well, I zoomed in very far into the bags to see if it was Trader Joe's or Pavilions or what. And at first I thought,
like,
did
Pavilions.
She just take off her pants? But no, the pants are
the bag.
A bag.
Yeah.
And at first I was resistant because I'm like, you know what? Imagine being this...
I guess you're right. If the point is that I can pull off my matching set.
You can pull off your matching set. She can pull this off.
I can pull off my matching set, honey.
So it's a denim blazer with a denim jute and a denim jean pants turned into a bag.
Missing a denim skort.
No denim skort. Though. But there is a matching set of a bralette and a panty. But
it looks very Calvin Klein underwear collection.
It's
however
to me,
look,
it's giving my publicist is on a break.
Vacation.
And it's all up to me, baby. I need to get a headline. So we're going to Pavilions. Get my jutes.
I'm just mostly concerned about how many bottles of water she has on the lower rack of that cart. Because, honey, get a Brita. You are killing the planet, honey.
Well, honey, I see.
Get
I see smart
Brita,
water.
But it,
I see Aquafina.
That looks like Aquafina.
Yeah, she's really. Maybe she's indulging.
Bitch, get a Brita.
Get a Brita.
If you're rich.
I don't know if she's rich. I don't really know anything about Julia Fox. Looking at the jean situation.
It does appear to say Pavilions on the side of that paper.
Oh,
bag,
no,
though.
I know. I zoomed. Oh, no, I know. If I saw this at Pavilions, I would avoid. I would think, oh, this person is probably somebody who talks to strangers at the grocery store, and I really don't want to get involved.
I would think this is the type of person who called the paparazzi on themselves to say that they were there so that they are photographed when they walk out.
Obviously, of course, absolutely.
If all those plastic water bottles that are killing the planet.
Do you know about the creator clash?
No.
Well, what
do
you,
I want?
What do you think it is?
I think it's creators fighting.
Yes.
It's very what was that celebrity death match?
No.
Death match claymation.
I wish
shit. It's It's that, but with creators.
No, it was like a fundraiser, allegedly.
For influencers to box each other?
Yes, and it was like, yes. And it was matchups and blah, 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 blah. And
they did that for Big Brother also. Anyway.
Oh, of like reality stars boxing?
They did Big Brother US versus Big Brother Canada people and did a whole boxing thing.
I mean, maybe, I guess, if it is for...
Should you and I take up boxing and have a psychobabble boxing match?
No. There's nothing I want to do less than, like, fight.
I'll allow kicking.
I'm in. I don't want to fight. I'm a peaceful being.
Yeah, okay. So what's going on with Creator Clash?
Well,
Is this how we're ending the episode?
It was creators clashing. I was just seeing if you would ever participate.
Whose ass do I need to beat?
Who do you need to beat?
Whose ass do I need to beat?
Ricky Dillon. It's Ricky Dillon versus Corey Cool. Would you punch him in the face? I couldn't. No, I mean, it's not for like not wanting to punch Ricky Dillon. Not that I would want to punch Ricky Dillon, but like I'm saying, like even if I wanted to, I don't think I could punch.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching the new season of Hacks. Did you watch the first?
I'm halfway through. Hacks way through.
Okay, so I'm watching the second season, and they drop like two episodes at a time. I don't remember. I think it was the second episode of this new season. Anyways, there's like a what's it called? Ultimate Fighting.
Okay.
What something? It's Vegas. It's where people punch each other.
Vegas. Bye bye.
What's that called? Why do I forget?
Boxing.
Something like that.
MMFA.
It's not. I don't. Yeah. It's MMA, mixed martial arts or whatever. But then I'm just sitting there watching the scene, which was obviously put together for a scripted show. But then I'm thinking about how people in Vegas really do go sit in a crowd like that and watch people punch each other as hard as they can.
Now, don't get me wrong. I will absolutely go to a wrestling situation.
Well, that's not real.
Right. But like, I don't want to see like blood blisters under the eyes that need to get sliced or whatever's going on.
Right. And I'm like, it just reminds me of oldie times.
Ye oldie.
When people used to watch like in coliseums and shit, people do that shit.
I wouldn't go to a jousting. I wouldn't go.
So
there's a lot of things. I'm not into violence. I'm sorry.
Yes. So there I was stoned thinking about, oh God, I guess we haven't really evolved because people are still paying money to watch people beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, baby. We're barbarians, baby.
But it's wild because I'm just like, at any moment we can pick anything in the world to be into and to become like a new part of our personality. Like you can really do that. And like, some people do that for fighting.
You can really do that. And some people do that.
Yeah. Like you can literally pick anything and suddenly be into it. I could take up like knitting this week and get very into it.
You should. Why not?
If I wanted.
Do it.
Well, listen, I'm hibernating and I'm going to pick up some new hobbies and habits soon.
Okay. I would like to learn how to do a yo-yo.
Listen, I think you can. I believe in you.
Well, we had there was a yo-yo at that rave that one time, and I was actually not.
I know, but and that wasn't even a good one. Like the yo-yos that like came back when we were in seventh grade, when they like repopularized, and they had like a gear in the middle to make it easy to like put it to sleep, is what they call it. Like that's what you needed. You had a very cheap like classic yo-yo at that festival.
It wasn't yours. It wasn't mine.
I know. But I was saying it didn't have the like sleep mechanism to like make it easy for you to learn. Cause bitch, I think
it's not make it sleep. It's walk the dog.
Well, but what I'm saying when it's just like hanging down at the bottom of the rope,
walking the dog.
No. Walking the dog is having it stay down there, but then you're walking forward. Sometimes you just like put it down and put it to sleep. And then to this day, I'm pretty sure I've got the muscle memory to still do the Eiffel Tower. I bet I could figure it out.
I was into Cat's Cradle. I was really into Cat's
you
Cradle.
You literally, 2 minutes ago, you just admitted that you don't know how to yo-yo, and now you think you can Cat's Cradle?
The middle finger through the, like, the in the line, and the, you take your pinchins and you do your up
okay,
and
Cat's Cradle in the silver spoon.
I'm telling you, Cody and I, my sister, we would just sit there playing Cat's Cradle, and it was Cat's Cradle up the wazoo, and then we make cootie catchers.
Do you know how to? Do you?
We
know,
were born, you know, at Latchkey.
You know when people do the like hand clap thing?
Yeah, we did that.
I can't ever do that. And then they just get faster and faster and faster. I think how?
Maybe
I'll take that. Maybe that'll be my new hobby.
You know what? That is a thing pregnant women and men should not be doing. Okay, walking the dog, Cat's Cradle.
Hey, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Because.
I think we are at time.
I had three more things, but you know what?
Bitch, we're 40 minutes in.
Gia Gunn Drag Con review.
Oh, God. No, I'm not talking
she
about
said
her.
She said there was no glamour this year at Drag Con. No beauty. Zero beauty at this year's Drag Con. What happened to the glamour?
I also have her muted, but I saw it because it showed me that Shea Coulee retweeted somebody's tweet that I couldn't see. Oh. So I had to open it. So I had to open it to see who it was that I had muted.
I didn't go to DragCon, but we did go to Ben de la Creme's show last night. It was so good. If it comes to San Francisco, you should go see it.
Tell me. Send me the dates. I'll look it up.
It was all about like love and wedding. It's a wedding themed like... It was like, I was so impressed. It was giving me, she was giving me skits, honey.
Good to know. I love a review.
Yeah. If it's coming to your town, I would definitely say go see it. But that's the only thing else I wanted to say. Except Megan
awesome.
Fox's
so...
crotchless pants. Did you see that?
Where can people find you, Tyler?
You can find me on the Discord, hanging out, chilling, relaxing all cool, and...
shooting some b-ball outside the school?
And doing my Cat's Cradle outside of school.
Awesome. Well, you can find me writing the first and second verse to the new Jesus Christmas song called Circumcised in a Manger.
Okay. Later.
Bye.